Cantor Fitzgerald, the company that lost two-thirds of its employees at its headquarters in the World Trade Center, is challenging the Federal Compensation Fund for victims of the terrorist attacks. The fund provides a lump sum payment to the victims' families who agree not to sue. So far, 52 families have been offered awards averaging $1,570,000. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports that Cantor Fitzgerald claims the awards aren't high enough for some families and is recommending families push for major changes in the rules.
Officials for Cantor Fitzgerald say they agree with the law that created the compensation fund, but they disagree with how it's being interpreted. Karen Valihura is an attorney with a Wilmington, Delaware firm that prepared today's report. She objects to the $3 million cap on awards and language requiring a family to show extraordinary circumstances if they want to make a case for more.
It sets up an extremely high hurdle for a grieving widow or a family member to have to overcome in order to get the compensation that they're entitled to under the act that Congress passed.
The man responsible for setting the rules that determine the awards is Kenneth Feinberg, the special master to the fund. Valihura says Feinberg is violating New York state law by setting a victim's income at the after-tax level. Cantor Fitzgerald also disagrees with Feinberg's calculation of how much money the victims would have earned in the future. But Feinberg says he worked long and hard to devise the rules. He took public comment and consulted experts on what a victim might have earned in the future.
I do not rub a lamp and a genie appears to give me this information. I have to do as best I can to predict, but not to speculate as to what any victim of September 11 would have earned. The statute requires that I exercise my discretion in doing that, and that is what I plan to do.
Feinberg says he will look at the 80-page Cantor Fitzgerald report carefully, but he doesn't believe there's a need for fundamental change. He says $3 million, the cap set for the highest income earners, is a lot of money. But Pamela Falk, a law professor at City University of New York who has watched the fund closely, believes it must be handled just like a wrongful death lawsuit.
Because it's taxpayer money, it sounds like a lot of money, but it's only because Congress sought to protect industry and therefore limited the rights of the victims' families. If you're going to do that, then bring it to what a jury would award. It's not a lot of money. It's no more than the families would have made.
Falk believes the Cantor Fitzgerald report will deter many families from applying to the fund. So far, only 500 families have applied. Charles Wolfe, who lost his wife in the attack, has started an organization called Fix the Fund.
If that fund was fair, I'd have my application in there right now, period. But as long as the fund is there and it is not fair, I am going to work to make it fair. This is not an issue of, shall we say, money grubbing or being greedy. It's an issue of what is fair.
Wolf says the fund is being administered like a welfare program instead of a wrongful death lawsuit. If that's what is on offer, Wolf says, he and hundreds of other families will resort to lawsuits instead. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.